From the Ingalls studio, welcome to the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast. Today is Friday, March 22nd, and happy 91st birthday to actor William Shatner. I'm Bruce Jenkins, and here are your top stories presented by Gwinnett County Public Schools. Gwinnett Police issue new appeal for information on young mother's murder case. Swanee Arts Festival scheduled for April 13th and 14th. And Duluth High School marks its 65th anniversary with celebrations. All of this and more is coming up on the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast. And if you're looking for community news, we encourage you to listen daily and subscribe.
Calling all change makers and educators.
Your chance to shape the future is here at Gwinnett County Public Schools. Join us at the Regional Job Fair on March 26th at Brookwood High School from 4 to 6 p.m. Be the difference in our community and take the next step in your career. Say yes to GCPS and register online today. TeamGCPS.com, where your calling as an educator awaits.
Gwinnett County Police are actively seeking assistance in the investigation of the shooting death of 18-year-old Shania Green. Green, a young mother, tragically lost her life at a house party in Grayson on December 28th. Upon receiving reports of gunfire, law enforcement officers discovered Green deceased within the premises. Initial investigations suggest that Green was an unintended victim hit by a stray bullet originating from an external altercation. She is survived by her 7-month-old child. Authorities are appealing to the public for any relevant information, assuring confidentiality through Crime Stoppers, accessible at 404-577-8477 or crimestopatl.com. Information that leads to an arrest and formal charges may be eligible for a financial reward. Suwannee is set to host a wide range of events in 2024 designed to appeal to a variety of interests. For those passionate about fitness, the Suwannee Running Series offers 16 different races throughout the year. The spring season is highlighted by events such as the Suwannee Arts Festival, Atlanta International Night Market, and Glow in the Park, which showcase art exhibitions, cultural performances, and a captivating lantern parade. As summer approaches, residents and visitors can look forward to the Summer Porch Jam and the 20th annual August concert. September will see the 40th anniversary of Suwannee Fest, this year adopting an 80s theme and featuring a wide array of activities for attendees of all ages. The autumn season introduces Halloween-themed festivities, including dinner and a boovie and the Suwannee Wine Fest. The year rounds off the holiday spirit through the Jolly Holidays Market, where Santa Claus makes an appearance, adding to the festive cheer. For detailed information on the full calendar of Suwannee's 2024 events, please visit suwannee.com. Duluth High School marked its 65th anniversary with a commemorative event that brought together alumni, including notable graduate Bud Knox from the class of 1949, which consisted of only 13 students. The celebration underscored the school's pivotal role in the development of Duluth into the premier community, as highlighted by Mayor Greg Whitlock during the event. Principal Eric Davidson commended the student body for its diversity and academic excellence, while teacher Donna Ford celebrated the school's commitment to inclusivity and the broad spectrum of students it serves. The anniversary event featured various speakers, among them Brooks Coleman, who acknowledged distinguished alumni such as Heisman Trophy winner George Rogers. The strong sense of community support for Duluth High School was evident throughout the celebration, illustrating the institution's lasting impact over the decades. The gathering served not only as a reunion for past students, but also as a reaffirmation of the school's ongoing contribution to fostering educational values within the community. We have opportunities for sponsors to get great engagement on these shows. Call 770-874-3200 for more info. We'll be right back.
Why talk to Tom M. Wages Funeral Home Service today? You remove the financial and emotional stress from your loved ones. On the worst day of their lives, your family doesn't need to add financial stress to the pain of loss. You protect them. A pre-funded, pre-arranged funeral allows your family to grieve and mourn without the worry of how to pay. Plus, the peace of mind you have knowing everything is taken care of is priceless. Don't leave the worry and stress to your loved ones. Take care of your funeral prearrangements now. Let the family service professionals at Tom M. Wages in Snellville or Lawrenceville help you. Call Tom M. Wages today at 770-979-3200 or email jim@wagesfuneralhome.com. Tom M. Wages, the most respected and requested funeral home in Gwinnett County.
Stay connected with your community and honor those who have passed with the latest obituaries from Gwinnett County, Georgia. Brought to you by Tom Wages Funeral Home, providing compassion and care and support during life's most difficult moments. Today we honor William J. Bill Clack, Marvin James Summers, and Mark Giuliano. Tune in for the latest updates on the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast.
In the 2024 Georgia State VEX Robotics Championship, teams from Paul Duke STEM High School and Parkview High School emerged as the overall high school champions, showcasing the strength and talent within Gwinnett County Public Schools. The competition also saw the Gwinnett School of Mathematics, Science, and Technology reaching the finals, while Osborne Middle School secured the top position in the state's middle school tournament. A total of six teams from GCPS, including those from Cruz, Lanier, and Osborne Middle Schools, have advanced to compete in the prestigious 2024 VEX Robotics World Championship set to be held in Dallas, Texas. Brandon Horsley, the coach of Paul Duke STEM High, lauded his team's performance with a special mention of senior Jack Pulliam for his outstanding commitment and contribution to the team's success. Sally Holloway, GCPS Director of Artificial Intelligence and Computer Science, highlighted the significant educational impact on participating in VEX Robotics competitions. She noted the enhancement of problem-solving skills and an increased interest in STEM fields among students as key outcomes of their involvement in these events. A recent study featured in Nature Food indicates that consuming wild fish varieties such as mackerel, herring, and anchovies may offer more health benefits than farmed salmon. The research scrutinizes the nutrient dynamics from wild fish utilized as feed to the farmed salmon, revealing a significant nutrient depletion in the aquaculture process. According to the findings, wild fish used in salmon feed exhibit higher levels of crucial nutrients including calcium, iodine, iron, omega-3 fatty acids, vitamin B12, and vitamin A compared to the nutrient profile of farm school fillets. The study underscores the importance of diversifying our seafood consumption towards a broader range of wild fish species. This approach not only promises an enhanced intake of essential dietary nutrients, but also aims to alleviate the pressure of overexploited fish stocks. Additionally, the researchers proposed strategies to increase feed efficiency and the adoption of sustainable practices, such as the use of fishery byproducts, to foster the industry's sustainable development. We'll be back in a moment.
Are you ready to serve and protect? Looking to fulfill a career in law enforcement? Then it's time to join the Henry County Sheriff's Office. We're hiring detention officers and deputies. No experience? No problem. We provide training for all new recruits, and all you need is a high school diploma, a clean record, and a determination to serve and protect. Enjoy incredible benefits such as the possibility of receiving a commuter vehicle if your residence is outside of Henry County. Some restrictions may apply. Call us today or visit henrycountysheriffga.gov to learn more. Henry County Sheriff's Office. Unlock your potential and join our team today.
This is Leah McGrath, your Ingalls dietitian. What sort of food items do you keep in your pantry so you can make quick meals? I always have pasta and pasta sauce, canned tuna, canned beans, and canned tomatoes and rice. These can become the key ingredients to make many meals just by adding some additional fresh or frozen vegetables, ground beef or turkey, or meat alternatives like tofu or texturized soy protein crumbles. So make sure you plan ahead and keep your pantry stocked.
In How Do You Hug a Cactus? Reflective Parenting with Teenagers in Mind, Dr. Sheila Redfern explores the critical role of reflective parenting in navigating the complexities of teenage emotional development. The book underlines the necessity for parents to comprehend the intricacies of the adolescent brain, facilitating teenagers' ability to cope with intense emotions and contributing to their emotional resilience and security. Dr. Redfern, drawing on her expertise as a psychologist, addresses the heightened susceptibility of teenagers to mental health issues and underscores the importance of parental emotional regulation in effectively engaging with their children. Furthermore, the work advises on the importance of establishing boundaries that do not compromise the parent-teenager connection and advocates for professional intervention and addressing significant mental health challenges. The 13th Suwannee American Craft Beer Fest was held on Saturday at Town Center Park, drawing an estimated 6,000 participants. The event showcased over 400 beers from 105 breweries, including 62 local to the area, providing attendees with a vast range of tasting opportunities. VIP access, which was capped at 400 guests, sold out within 34 minutes. Despite initial concerns over rain affecting the setup, the festival proceeded to under clear skies. The day was filled with activities including live music performances, a variety of food vendors, and a St. Patrick's Day themed costume contest, contributing to a vibrant community gathering. We'll have final thoughts after this.
In the heart of our Atlanta community, a healthier future is beating strong. The American College of Cardiology, in collaboration with the Morehouse School of Medicine and Johnson & Johnson, invites your family to the Atlanta Heart Health Fair. Come visit us on April 2nd from noon to 7 p.m. at the Denard Conference Center, Atlanta Technical College. Your steps towards heart health are a step towards a lifetime of memories. The Atlanta Heart Health Fair, empowering heart health for all. Register now at acc.org/ATL Health Fair.
Thanks again for hanging out with us on today's Gwinnett Daily Post podcast. If you enjoy these shows, we encourage you to check out our other offerings like the Cherokee Tribune Ledger podcast, the Marietta Daily Journal, the Community Podcast for Rockdale, Newnan, and Morgan Counties, or the Paulding County News Podcast. Read more about all our stories and get other great content at GwinnettDailyPost.com. Did you know over 50% of Americans listen to podcasts weekly? Giving you important news about our community and telling great stories are what we do. Make sure you join us for our next episode and be sure to share this podcast on social media with your friends and family. Add us to your Alexa Flash Briefing or your Google Home Briefing, and be sure to like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
This podcast is a production of the BG Ad Group, all rights reserved.